A group supporting Palestinian rights has written to the Prime Minister outlining its intention to prosecute UK government officials for their approach to the Israel-Hamas conflict. The International Centre of Justice for Palestinians says that the UK government is aiding and abetting war crimes in Gaza. Well, we can speak now to their co-director, Crispin Blunt, an MP and former chair of the Commons Foreign Affairs Committee. Very good morning to you, Mr. Blunt. This is an unusual position, isn't it, for you to be in, to be writing to the Prime Minister and saying you could be complicit in war crimes?
Well, it's the Prime Minister of whom I'm an enthusiastic supporter. And I'm not entirely sure that my colleagues have quite grasped the legal peril that they are in, or fully understand the international law in this area. You can't encourage powers to commit war crimes, or indeed, if the United Kingdom is not, as other members of the international community ought to be, pointing out to the Israelis that their actions are breaches of international law, breaches of the fundamental settlement that followed the Second World War, in detail, but and what we're seeing on the television, but the forcible transfer of all those people is a direct breach of war crimes. Everyone must act to restrain people if you know it's going to happen.
Well, the government has said that they support Israel's right to defend itself.
Of course, but it must be within the international law.
Okay, so where is the complicity here on the part?
Because if you know that a party is going to commit a war crime, and this forcible transfer of people is a precise breach of one of the statutes that governs international law and all states in this area, then you are making yourself complicit. And as international law has developed in this area, the fact of being complicit makes you equally guilty to the party carrying out the crime. And this is now the last defence for Palestinians in this situation, is that international law will then begin to operate, make international leaders conscious of their duties under international law, and the fact that they, in the end, they can't ignore it. And they ought to be acting to restrain our ally from taking actions that are breaches of international
law. So that is what you're warning the Prime Minister, that you're saying that is what he and other government ministers must do.
It goes beyond government ministers. Indeed, any politician who is then egging in the extent of Israel on to breach international law and support Israel in the conduct of this operation. Of course, our hearts will go out to the state of Israel and the people there for the appalling atrocity committed on it. But what we're not allowed to do is witness one crime being piled on with another, which is simply going to make the situation worse, but it's also fundamentally wrong.
So what you are calling on is for a change in language, or are you calling on the government not to be sending those auxiliary ships?
We would suggest to the government is they ought to be supporting the UN Secretary-General's call for an immediate ceasefire and for getting aid and supplies into the beleaguered population in Gaza. And that needs to be the first action. This has got to stop, because if you, in response to the atrocity of last Saturday, if the response is simply an illegal atrocity that is even worse in scale, where does this lead? And that's why international law is cast the way it is. And it's very specific about the actions required and the responsibilities engaged. And that's not just the responsibilities of the actors in the action itself. It's actually those who are encouraging them. In Israel's case, Israel has had a deal of exceptionalism and impunity from international law for a very long time now. In the interest of us all, and indeed Israel itself, that needs to stop.